Time now for Check Sports. I'm Gary Lee. The excitement of a new football season is in the air as the West Plains Zizzers prepare to host their annual red and white scrimmage on Friday, August 22nd at 7 p.m. at Zizzer Stadium. Admission to the event is a case of sports drink or bottled water, which will be used to help keep the Zizzer athletes hydrated throughout the season. St. Louis Cardinals wrapped up their series with the Marlins last night. With more, here's your Redbird recap.
With Mike Claiborne, I'm John Rooney. Ricky Horton, he had the night off last night, and the Cardinals were shut down for the second straight game, 2-0 the final, as Cal Quantrill outlasted Miles Michaelis. Even though Michaelis, who gave up a two-run homer to Jesus Sanchez in a 2-0 loss, had a quality start.
He really did. He got off to a good start. The two-run homer did him in, but overall, I like what Miles tried to do for this ball club, and now they have a chance to start over in San Diego.
What looked promising with two wins against San Diego, and then the Padres came back to earn a split in the four-game series, and then a series-opening win for the Cardinals against Miami, only to be shut down the next two games.
And the offense was there in certain spurts, but they just couldn't push a run across the plate, and you had the feeling if they could get one across the plate, then all of a sudden things would go their way, but they just couldn't.
The Cardinals are off today. They'll play in San Diego tomorrow on the air at 7:45.
Cardinals are off today as they travel to the West Coast for the next seven games, starting this Friday night when they take on the San Diego Padres for three games. Then they'll head over to L.A. to face the Dodgers for three games before heading back to St. Louis to start a series against the Cubs. The New York Mets acquired two-time All-Star reliever Ryan Helsley from St. Louis for three minor leaguers. Whole story on that will be on our webpage. Mizzou football has gone through 2 days of fall camp and a familiar theme for Eli Drinkwitz, not knowing who the starting quarterback may be. This year it's between two, Sam Horn, who just signed with the LA Dodgers, but is committed to the Tigers for football this season, and incoming transfer Bo Pribble. There isn't any secrecy in Drink's motives in not naming the starter. He's going to use as much time as he needs or as the QBs need to determine who's going to be the starter. Kansas City Chiefs held their longest training camp practice Tuesday at temperatures that fell upwards of 110 degrees with the heat index. Transitioning to a new position in camp is offensive lineman Kingsley Somatuhi. Moving from left tackle to left guard, head coach Andy Reid says now that players have pads on for a few days, he's getting to see good things from Somatuhi.
He's done a nice job. I mean, really battled in there. Looks solid. Really like what we see.
Somatuhi says while the move is going well, it's still a learning process with things moving much faster at the guard position.
So just taking my mind from out here to in here and working it from in there and getting the work from Trey and the inside guys. So it's been good.
The heat brought a slew of new injuries, including a hamstring injury for wide receiver Sky Moore and an ankle injury for Hollywood Brown, among others. That's a Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee.